RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hey listener, welcome back in our English program over at RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today's edition will bring you Sport Kaleidoscope, the summary event that occurred from January until December 2016. We bring only for you listener. Happy listening.
Listener, various Indonesia's achievements in the field of sport in 2016 are summarized in Sport Kaleidoscope 2016. Let's begin Sport Kaleidoscope in 2016 with badminton and racing. Indonesian men's doubles pair Kevin Marcus won the Malaysian Masters and Sian Galail championed at Sepang Circuit. Indonesia won the title in Malaysia Masters Tournament after the men's doubles Gideon Marcus Fernaldi, Kevin Sanjaya Sukamulyo beat Malaysian veteran doubles Tan Boom Hong, Ku Kien Kita. In the final match held at Spy Stadium, Penang, January 24, Kevin Marcus had to play three games to beat Tan Ko, 18-21, 21-13, and 21-18. Kevin Marcus won in 55 minutes and was entitled to a prize of $9,480. Next, in the Sport Kaleidoscope of Racing branch. By the end of January, Sian Galail came in first place at the Sepang Circuit. Indonesian racer Sian Galail said he was satisfied after his team Jagonya Ayam and Eurosia won the last leg of the Asian Le Mans Series 2016 in Sepang, Malaysia, Sunday, January 24. This became the second consecutive time for Jagonya Ayam and Eurosia team occupied the first position. 2 weeks earlier, Sian and Antonio Giovanazzi had also won the third series at the Chang Circuit in Buriram, Thailand. In the last series, Jagonya Ayam and Eurosia team beat race performance team with Oliver Webb and Nicholas Ludwiller. There was a difference of 1 minute 43.5 seconds between the two teams. Sporting events in February started with February 5 from branch boxing. Dodd Jordan successfully defended the title. Indonesian lightweight boxer Dodd Jordan successfully defended his WBO lightweight champion title after winning the WBO Asia Pacific Boxing Championship on points over Japan Yoshi Takakato in Sarbini Hall, Jakarta, February 5, 2016. With this victory, Dodd Jordan's current record is 35 wins, or 24 of them by knockout and 3 times lost. Sport Kaleidoscope in February ends with February 18th from racing branch. Rio Haryanto became the first Indonesian Formula One racer. Indonesian Rio Haryanto became the first driver who joined Formula One after the British team Mano Racing ensured a seat for the racer from Solo, Central Java. The certainty of Rio Haryanto joining the team was directly stated by Mano Racing team in a teleconference with the Minister of Youth and Sport, officials of state-owned enterprises PT Pertamina and Rio Haryanto Management in Pertamina Office, Jakarta. In the teleconference, Director of Mano Racing team, Dave Ryan said Ryu officially joined the team due to his exceptional talents. Moreover, he also got support from the government. Next is from 13th 2016 badminton after All England Praveen Debbie Target Olympics. Badminton mixed doubles pair Praveen Jordan Debbie Susanto won the mixed doubles at the All England tournament 2016. This victory is a tradition of achievement in the prestigious tournament World Champion Badminton for Indonesia. Indonesian mixed doubles pair was able to prove the promise by winning the All England tournament in 2016 after winning the final match from the Danish pair Joachim Fischer-Nielsen, Christina Pedersen with a score of 21-12, 21-17. After winning the All England pair Praveen Jordan, Debbie Susanto will focus on the 2016 Olympics. Next are sport events that occurred in April. Precisely on April 2, 2016, Indonesian swimmer Azahra recorded an achievement in France. Indonesian swimmer Azahra Permatahani managed to notch achievements in various swimming championships held in France from early February to April 2016. In the French national championships in Saint-Germain-en-Laye held in Paris in early February, Azahra won 5 gold medals and 3 silvers and was awarded the best and the youngest swimmer who got a lot of medals. As quoted from Antara, Azahra Permatahani manager Erda Armandoni said in the national championships in Lyon at the end of February, she won 6 gold medals and 2 silver. Meanwhile, in Paris in early March, Azahra won 3 gold and 2 silver. Let's continue with April 3, 2016, football branch, Arema won Bayangkara Cup. Arema Malang Football Club of East Java managed to win Torabika Bayangkara Cup 2016 after a 2-0 win over Persib Bandung in the final at the Gelora Bung Karno Stadium, Senayan, Jakarta, Sunday, April 3, 2016. The winning goals of Singo Edan Forces, or Arema's nickname, were made by Rafael Moitimo and Sunarto. In the final match, watched by President Joko Widodo, Arema, who won the final match, won a cash prize of 2.5 billion rupiah, while Persib in the runner-up received a cash of 1.5 billion rupiah. Let's end sport events in April with 16 to 19 April. Indonesian bridge team won CCBA winning Open Championship held in China from April 16th to 19th. Indonesia successfully achieved the highest place after eliminating 112 participants who came from various countries in Europe and Asia. The chairman of All Indonesian Bridge Association, PB Gapsi, Eka Wahyukasih, expressed appreciation for the success of the Indonesian national team. According to him, this result could be evidence that Indonesia is able to be the best, not only in Asia, but also the world. You are still listening to Sport Kaleidoscope 2016 from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, we start Sport Kaleidoscope in the month of May with motorcycle race. Febriansyah makes sure Indonesia Raya played in Buriram. Astra Honda Racing Team racer M. Febriansyah won the first race in the second series of Asia Dream Cup in Chang Circuit, Buriram, Thailand on Saturday, May 7, 2016. Starting the race in the third start position, the racer usually called as Ferry moved to the front. In the following laps, he competed with several racers including Hafiz Nor Azman from Malaysia, Hiroki Nakamura from Japan and another Indonesian racer, Yasin Gabriel Soma. But ahead of the last lap out of 8 laps, Febriansyah took over the front row while Nakamura finished in the second position and Nor Azman in the third. Meanwhile, Yasin finished the race in the 8th position. The next sport event is on May 9, 2016. Indonesian extreme sport athlete wins a championship in Montpellier, France. Januar Susanto, who is usually called as Botai, successfully won BMX Flatland for Masterclass in the International The Sport Extremes Festival World Series 2016 in Montpellier, France. Januar Susanto got 87.67 points, beating his rivals from France, Spain, and Italy in the final on Monday, May 9. Meanwhile, another Indonesian athlete won the final stage on the amateur skateboarding competition. Sanggu won the last round after having led the competition since the qualification round. Next sport kaleidoscope in May comes from soccer. The Indonesian government officially revokes the suspension of PSSI. The Minister of Youth and Sport, Imam Nahrawi, officially cancelled the decree SK 101307/2015 on the suspension of the Soccer Association of Indonesia PSSI. Imam said that the cancellation met people's hope to make soccer in Indonesia run well again, like before, after more than a year of suspension. In addition, the revoke aims to respect the commitment of the World Soccer Governing Body, FIFA, which promised to start the changes in the country's soccer management. We continue the sport kaleidoscope to Sunday, May 22, 2016. From badminton, Indonesia comes second in Thomas Cup. After struggling hard, the Indonesian Thomas Cup badminton team only finished second against Denmark. It is the first time for Denmark to win Thomas Cup. The success of Denmark also means the failure of Indonesia to win Thomas Cup after 14 years. Although being failed in the final, Youth and Sport Minister Imam Nahrawi admitted that he was proud of the struggle of the Indonesian Thomas Cup team. Although in the final at Kunshan Badminton Stadium, China, Sunday, they had to admit the toughness of Denmark team 2-3. We end kaleidoscope in May with swimming sport event on Sunday, May 29, 2016. Indonesia overall champion in the Asian School Swimming Championship 2016. Indonesia came out as the overall championship in the Asian School Swimming Championship 2016 at Jakabaring Aquatic Center, Palembang, South Sumatra. Until the last day on Sunday evening, May 29, the championship host successfully grabbed 16 gold, 10 silver and 9 bronze medals. Hong Kong ranked second, while Thailand was in the third. The national coach, Albert Susanto, said that it was an amazing result for Indonesia. This result is a positive trend that should be maintained well for the next championship. Voice of Indonesia listener, next sport kaleidoscope in June. We start with boxing sport event on June 4, 2016. Dow Jordan wins WBA International in Uruguay. The chance for Dow Jordan to become the WBA world champion for lightweight class 61.2 kg was getting bigger. The Indonesian boxer, who is usually called as Chino, got the chance after winning against Argentinian boxer Christian Rafael Correa in Uruguay Saturday, June 4. Three judges gave winning scores to Dow Jordan. The first judge gave 97-92 to Dow Jordan, while the other judges gave 96-93 and 97-92 respectively to Dow Jordan. The victory extended the battle record of Dow Jordan into 36 wins, or 24 of them knockout wins and 3 losses. We end kaleidoscope in June with a rowing championship. Indonesia wins 2 gold medals in Nanning, China. The Indonesian team got 2 gold medals in the International Dragon Boat Rowing Championship in Nanning, China, which was participated in by ASEAN countries on June 11 to 12. The 2 gold medals were for the men's 200-meter and 500-meter races. The leader of the Indonesian rowing team, Nurdin Purnomo, said on Monday, June 12, that the accomplishment repeated the success of the two previous days when the Indonesian team came out as the overall champion in the International Hakka Dragon Boat Tournament in Kaifeng, Henan Province, China. At that time, the Indonesian team, which also consisted of the National Training Camp or Pelatnas athletes, successfully beat China, South Korea, Taiwan, and Hong Kong.
We continue Sport Kaleidoscope in July when Indonesia came second in the Asian University Games and Asian School Games. Indonesia finally came second in the 18 Asian University Games on August 2016 in Singapore. The first position was for Thailand, beating Indonesia as the overall champion in the previous Asian University Games in Palembang in 2014. In the Asian University Games 2016, Indonesia grabbed 33 gold, 54 silver, and 28 bronze medals, while Thailand got 52 gold, 34 silver, and 35 bronze medals. The next position were followed by Malaysia, Vietnam, and their host Singapore. In the meantime, in the Asian School Games, which ended on July 27, 2016, in Chiang Mai, Thailand, Indonesia won 99 medals, comprising 30 gold, 34 silver, and 35 bronze medals. Thailand grabbed 56 gold, 36 silver, and 33 bronze medals. The third position was Vietnam with 19 gold, 20 silvers, and 15 bronze medals. Now we move to Sport Kaleidoscope on August. From badminton, where Owien Butet gave gold for Indonesia's Independence Day's anniversary. In August, the 71st anniversary of Indonesia's Independence Day was more complete with the success of the Indonesian Olympic contingent that won the first gold medal in Rio Olympics 2016. Tontowi Ahmad Liliana Natsir won the mixed doubles after beating Malaysian team Chan Peng Shun and Goh Liu Ling at Rio Centro Pavilion 4 on Wednesday, August 17, 2016 with two games, with a score 21-14 and 21-12. In Rio Olympics Brazil 2016, Indonesia also got silver medals in weightlifting from Sri Wahyuni and Eko Yuli Irawan. Listener Sports Kaleidoscope of RRI World Service in September is highlighted by 19 National Sport Weeks in West Java. With the 19 National Sport Weeks in West Java in 2016 lasted from 17 to 29 September 2016. The opening and the closing ceremonies took place at Bandung Lautan Api Stadium Thursday evening. The host, West Java, is the first champion with 217 gold medals, 157 silver, and 157 bronze. The second position was East Java with 132 gold, 136 silver, and 133 bronze. Meanwhile, Jakarta is the third position with 128 gold, 124 silver, and 115 bronze. In this event, there was also the handover of the National Sport Week flag from West Java to the host of the 20th National Sport Week, Papua. Sport Kaleidoscope 2016 in October 2016 is on Tafisa Games 2016 held in Jakarta. Tafisa, the Association for International Sport for All Games 2016, which was held in Jakarta, was officially closed. Tafisa Games in 2016 took place from October 6 to 12, 2016 in Jakarta. A total of 12,000 participants from 90 countries took part in the fourth annual event. Tafisa Games in 2016 are not looking for a winner or the overall championship title. The fourth annual Tafisa Games prioritized recreation and diversity among the community. Tafisa Games 2016 closing ceremony was attended by President of Tafisa, Ho Ju Chang, and the Secretary General of Tafisa, W. Bowman, at the closing of the press conference, the President of Tafisa, Ho Ju Chang, said.
I would like to say congratulations to organizing committee and people of Indonesia and all the participants of the 6 World Sports Ball Games. So far, the last the 6 days, participants from 83 countries participated. All the participants very much enjoyed and also impressed very much. Also share their traditional games and sports and dance.
On the occasion, Tafisa Games flag has handed over to representative of Tafisa 2020 in Lisbon, Portugal. Sport Kaleidoscope in November is on badminton, where mixed doubles Liliana Natsir and Tontowi Ahmad won the China Open Super Series premiere and complemented two titles for Indonesia. In the final on Sunday, Tontowi Liliana defeated the new players of Chinese pair Zhang Nan and Li Yunhui in the rubber game match with a score 21-13, 22-24 and 21-16. Previously, Indonesia won the doubles after Kevin Sanjaya Sukamulyo and Marcus Fernaldi Gideon defeated the Denmark's doubles players Matthias Poe and Carsten Mogensen with a score 21-18, 22-20. We end Sport Kaleidoscope 2016 in December with Pencaksilat Martial Arts Championship in Bali. A total of 30 Indonesian Pencaksilat fighters participated in the 17th Pencaksilat World Championship in Denpasar, Bali on December 3rd to 8th, 2016. The World Pencaksilat Championship was held at Lila Buana Sports Stadium, Denpasar. Based on the record of the committee, more than 40 countries took part in the championship. Indonesia won the overall championship with 15 gold medals, followed by Vietnam with 5 medals and Malaysia with 3 medals. In addition, sport events in December 2016 is highlighted by the final of AFF Cup 2016. After more than 6 years, finally Indonesia advanced to the final of AFF Cup 2016 against Thailand. In the AFF Cup 2016, the final match is held in two different places, namely in Indonesia on December 14 and in Thailand on December 17. The Indonesian soccer squad Garuda defeated Thailand 2-1 in the first of two finals of the Asian Football Federation Suzuki Cup 2016 Championship on Wednesday evening, December 14. While in the second leg of the AFF Championship in Bangkok, Thailand, December 17, Thailand beat Indonesia 2-0 and becomes the winner of the Asian Football Federation Suzuki Cup 2016 Championship. But listener, that was Sports Kaleidoscope 2016 from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We meet again in next year, Kaleidoscope. Happy New Year 2017.
My friends, Christians in Indonesia and other parts of the world, I am the Ambassador of Mexico to Indonesia, Federico Salas. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Muchas felicidades, Feliz Navidad y un muy próspero Año Nuevo. Terima kasih.
Listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program introducing Indonesia's tourism, including places of interest, culture and tradition, also Indonesian cuisine. Today, I will invite you to Pisang Island in Lampung Province, Sumatra. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Pisang Island, which which is located on the west coast of Lampung, is a relatively new tourist spot. Yet, directly facing the Indian Ocean, its natural conditions are fairly exotic. The size of Pisang Island is approximately 200 hectares. However, not too many people know about the beauty and life that exists in this Pisang Island. The distance from Bandar Lampung, the capital of Lampung province, to Pisang Island is about 250 kilometers. To reach Pisang Island, you can rent a car from Bandar Lampung, then head to Tembakak Beach, where you can rent a boat to continue your trip to Pisang Island, which takes about 15 minutes. You can leave your car in a nearby village. But if you go through Krui city or town and arrive in the evening, you should rest first in the town because the boat to cross to Pisang Island from here only operate until 2 p.m. Arriving on the island, you will see houses built on stilts like stages. Strolling around the island, you can see children fishing on the pier. Tourists visiting Pisang Island can have various activities on the beach like surfing, sunbathing, fishing, photo hunting, and so on. By walking through 8 villages which spread across the island, you will see a very beautiful scenery and the friendliness of its people that makes you want to linger on Pisang Island. Pisang Island has a fine white sandy beach and the sea is still clear. The beautiful landscape will provide tranquility for busy travelers who want to find some getaway. If you are from Jakarta, traveling to Krui by land takes about 15 hours. You can also fly from Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport in East Java, which takes just about 1 hour. Then from Krui, followed by motorboat to Pisang Island, which also takes about 1 hour. Pisang Island indeed deserves to be featured as a tourist destination in Lampung because the waves on the beach are relatively high. At about 5 to 7 meters, even in certain months, it can reach 12 meters. That's what foreign tourists like most. They would come in the morning and spend time surfing or swimming in the depth of the ocean. If you are tired after swimming or surfing, you can rent a catamaran boat to see the dolphins. This is because Pisang Island is located at the Indian Ocean and has become a nesting place for the cute and adorable dolphins or mammals. To see the dolphins, you must come in the morning around 7 to 10. Armed with an iron bar, fishermen would bang on the boat's stern. Then soon, there come the dolphins jumping up and down beautifully. It is an amazing sight. There is no restaurant or food stall in the island. Tourists can take home the fish from fishing or buy from fishermen, but some prefer to roast the fish off the coast while enjoying the scenic beauty of Pisang Island. Well, that ends this edition of Indonesian Wonder featuring Pisang Island in Lampung Province. Until tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye now!
Hello, for all the listeners of RRI Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, I am Teddy Lesmana from the Economic Center of the Indonesian Institute of Sciences. Wish Happy New Year 2017. I hope all of you can get the new opportunity and have better life in the coming years 2017. Thank you.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Miscellany. Today's edition will talk about the festival Ngopi 10 Ewu or 10,000 Coffee Drinking Festival. Stay tuned. As an indigenous community, people of Using in the traditional village of Kemiran, Banyuwangi, East Java, have traditional culture and tradition which are still maintained until now. One of them is the tradition of drinking coffee together. Using coffee is a special coffee known to have a delicious flavor. The coffee drinking habit is supported by the position of Kemiran village which is surrounded by coffee plantations. To preserve this tradition, the 10,000 Coffee Drinking Festival was held on 5th November 2016, presenting 10,000 cups of coffee to Kemiran village visitor. Acting Head of Culture and Tourism Banyuwangi, M.E. Bramuda, said that the festival was themed Sakcorot Dadi Saduluran, which means that one brew makes all like family. This is a term commonly used by the Using's Kemiran village in their coffee drinking tradition. Thousands of cups of coffee were jointly served by every home along with the main road of Kemiran village, which extends to 1.5 kilometers long. Coffee aroma coming from the 10,000 cups created a warm atmosphere in the village located at the foot of Mount Ijen. Visitors were not only invited to enjoy the coffee, but also given the opportunity to follow the treatment process or just brew the coffee. Bramuda said the coffee habits of Kemiran villagers inspired the local government to hold a regular festival which commenced 4 years ago. Drinking coffee is a means to strengthen the relationship of Using in the community, well known for their hospitality and eloquence. Bramuda added that the festival was meant to promote Banyuwangi's coffee as well as to introduce the tradition of drinking coffee in the Using community of Kemiran village. Some areas around the foot of Mount Ijen are known as coffee producing regions. A few months ago was a coffee picking festival was also held in Gombeng Sari village, Kalipuro, Banyuwangi. The festival was packaged nicely, held at night so that the porch of each villager's house became an instant living room. Chairs and coffee tables were brought out of the house and the coffee was served with typical Banyuwangi snacks like lemben, boiled banana, serabi, lanun, lapis, rengginang, various chips, and glutinous rice. Coffee at the festival were served in cups with the same shapes and motifs. Bramuda said that everyone could sit in anyone's courtyard and taste the coffee. In this festival, visitors can also see the exhibition of various coffee products from Banyuwangi, including coffee from Lerek Gombeng Sari, Jarang Goyang Coffee, and Utek Banjar Coffee. In addition, there were also a variety of activities held such as cupping session or the art sniffing, sipping, and gulping coffee. That was Miscellany Today featuring Festival Ngopi 10 Ewu. Thank you for listening and goodbye.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters and emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Najim Udin in India. He sent his email through english@voi.co.id on December 7th, 2016. This year, Mr. Najim Udin and his club will ready to celebrate club anniversary on coming month of January 23rd. Because of that, Mr. Najim Udin asked to send him some materials for the exhibition and souvenirs. Hello, Mr. Najim Udin. Thank you for your compliment on our broadcast. As your request, we will deliver it to related division. Well, Mr. Najim Udin, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Special for you and your club, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Christmas for me. Listener, now we will replay an email from Takas Rudolf in Romania. He was listening to RRI Palangkaraya through frequency of 3325 kHz with the simple 24232. Hello, Mr. Takas Rudolf. Thank you for your email date December 17, 2016. We are really glad because RRI Palangkaraya broadcasting can be monitored in your country. But unfortunately, it is not Voice of Indonesia broadcasting. If you want to hear our radio, you can tune in www.voi.co.id or through frequency 9525 kHz. Voice of Indonesia broadcast in 7 foreign languages, namely English, German, Arabic, Spanish, Japanese, Mandarin, and French, as well as Indonesian language as our nation language. And if you want to know about VOI in detail, please visit our website www.voi.co.id. Well, Mr. Takas Rudolf, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Damai terasa sejukkan dunia, bersuka cita lah Natal telah tiba. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Pierre Mufzulu in Central Africa. We received your email dated December 3rd, 2016. If you want to monitor our radio, please tune in www.voi.co.id or through frequency 9525 kHz. Voice of Indonesia also broadcast in French language, but if you want to hear in other foreign language, we also broadcast in English, German, Arabic, Spanish, Japanese, Mandarin, and also Indonesian. And you can find our 24 hours language service and transmission scheduled Voice of Indonesia on our website www.voi.co.id. After you monitor our radio, you can send your reception report of our broadcast to us, so we will know how well our signal can be received in your country. Well, Mr. Pierre Muzolo keeps listening to our broadcast, and please send your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. For you listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song. Well, listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send us your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 101110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VUI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Kecil kita merindukan Natal, hadiah yang indah dan menawar. Namun tak menyadari seorang bayi telah lahir bawa keselamatan untuk manusia. Agar dunia yang hilang diselamatkan dari hukuman kekal. Waktu pun berlalu, kita pun tahu anugerah yang besar dari Bapa yang relakan anaknya disiksa dan disalibkan di Bukit Kalvari karena kasih, karena kita dia menderita, karena kita disalibkan agar dunia yang hilang diselamatkan dari hukuman kekalan. Aku dapati jalan kehidupan tak kalah.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Ada duka kawan, hidup ini kan berputar kawan. Kita mesti tegar menghadapi untuk masa depan kita nanti. Tengoklah indahnya negeri ini, kebesaran yang kita miliki, tanah air yang indah dan permai. Bersama kita syukuri.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157 Jakarta 10011 Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.